Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, let's talk.
The Drive.
The best show in town.
On KFH.
The girl them skill arty. Thunderball. Some give it to, some give it to, some give it to our girls. 5 million and 40 naughty shorty. Baby girl.
All right, music from the world is the theme. Are we going to hit how many, 20 countries?
Yeah, 19, 20, whatever it ends up being.
All right, this is Sean Paul. The song is called Temperature, music from Jamaica. What's coming up tomorrow?
I believe, man, Max, what is it tomorrow? I can't remember.
Max has a lot on his mind. We're awaiting Darnell Valentine.
Nigeria is Friday.
We're awaiting Darnell Valentine to call, as we've been pretty much awaiting him to call for about a week and a half. But you know what?
Tomorrow's
love the kid.
What? Tomorrow's Spain.
Okay, Spain tomorrow.
Yeah.
Outstanding.
Yeah,
we can't wait.
Oh, it's good.
This seems really catching on. I hear about it everywhere I go.
Well, it's been happening for a day. So.
I was in the celery section and somebody talked to me about it.
That makes sense.
But it's good stuff.
Did you get some celery?
Don't like celery.
Nah.
Not sure why I was in that section.
Green beans, though. You want
I've
me to
never
cook
understood
some green beans?
Celery, but a lot of people love it.
I'm doing this vegetable thing, been sauteing some vegetables, working out pretty well for me.
Here's Phil. Phil, you're up. 869-1240, the Twin Peaks hotline. What's up?
Bob, I've often seen you as my beacon of wisdom, my radio mentor, but today I got to agree with Jeff. Kevin Durant's not the best player in the league. Steph Curry has more MVPs than him. He's got more championships than him. And I'm pretty sure Durant has lost more championships. So, I mean, if that's your measure of best, I don't think that would be the case.
Phil, this may be your worst call ever.
I don't think Durant has ever lost in the finals.
Yeah, he has. He lost with the Thunder.
Oh, yeah, that one when they played the Heat. You're right.
Oh, what a black mark against him. He lost in the finals.
That lost? I thought his first year with the Warriors, they lost. Maybe I'm wrong on that.
They lost to
– No, he's won both years.
Wait a minute.
Okay.
Yeah, that's right. I believe Durant's a better player than Curry, but that's me. Thanks, Phil.
And Phil I think made his point. He didn't need to.
I think you're wrong if you think otherwise.
Steph Curry's the best player on the Warriors.
Who was the MVP last year?
Last year? James Harden, I believe.
Has Durant been an MVP?
Yeah.
Look it up!
But I think he won his with Oklahoma City.
Look it up.
He did. He won it. I know this.
Yeah, but I want to know when.
2013 or 14?
Here's the MVPs over the last 10 years. How about that for you?
Amazing.
Let's count backwards. Harden, Westbrook, Curry, Durant, LeBron, Derrick Rose, LeBron, Kobe.
It's a lot of MVPs for LeBron. Good for him.
So Curry's got two. I believe, who's the front runner to be MVP this year?
Well, it's either Giannis or Harden. Those are the only two guys in the mix.
What?
Those are the only two guys in the mix.
Durant's not in the mix?
No.
What world am I living in?
The world where the Giannis and James Harden were the best two players in the league this
year. If Kevin Durant's not in the mix.
He's not in the mix. He had a good year, but it's a two-player race this year.
Kevin Durant, 28.8 points per game. Second in the league, and that's postseason. My bad. Let's look at the regular season. James Harden, my goodness, what a season he's had. James Harden might be the best player in the league now.
Average 36 a game.
Now that I'm really examining this more closely,
There's been like four guys in the history of the league to average 36 points a game.
Kevin Durant, 26 points per game. Not bad.
Curry, 27.
Well, how many more shots does Curry take?
Not that many.
That's what I want to know. Who takes the most shots between Curry and Durant?
Well, let's find out. Kevin Durant takes approximately 17.7 per game.
Durant does. How about Curry?
Curry takes approximately. See how I'm stretching this out a little bit? He took 19.4
there you go.
Shots per game.
There you go. That's a shot and a half more game. That's 82 shots. No, that's 120 more shots in a season.
Sure.
So you're going to score more.
But Steph Curry played fewer games. He didn't shoot as well this year. Kevin Durant shot 52%. He's an unbelievable player, but I think Curry is what makes the Warriors the Warriors.
52%, 26 points. My goodness. I don't know. There's a lot of – here's what I'll say. There are a lot of great players in the league right now.
So many.
And Harden's right there. James Harden is must-see television.
Like your boy Dame.
Dame is must-see television. Yeah. Here's John. John, you're next on the drive.
Hey, guys.
Do you do a Darnell Valentine impersonation by any chance?
No, sir.
If you did, I was going to ask you to do it. But go ahead with whatever you have, John.
Well, I know the NBA doesn't like to talk about it, but there is a whole other end of the court that Curry can't even compare with Durant. So
that's a good point. Jeff doesn't look at that.
Nah, who cares about defense?
And that's truly how Jeff feels. That's 100%. He's not faking that, John. He doesn't care if anybody guards anybody.
Right.
Anybody that's not just a quick elite guard, Durant can shut down. So
thank you. Great point. Durant is a elite defensive player.
Per player evaluation rating, or whatever that stands for, Curry 24.4 this year, Durant 24.2. I believe that factors in defense, but if it doesn't, I don't really care.
Why don't you care about defense?
Guys are going to shoot and score. Everybody's good at this level.
You better defend at this level, because if you don't, they'll score every time down the floor. And Kevin Durant defends. And he should get some credit for that, because none of those other Warriors, Draymond does. Klay Thompson's a decent defender. You're never going to be known for that. The guys they bring off the bench, for the most part, defend.
Curry's defensive rating is 110. I'll tell you what that means as soon as I find out if Durant's is higher or lower. His is 110. They're the same guy defensively.
Wrong.
Yeah, that's what it is.
You're completely wrong on that. Anybody who watches basketball knows that Durant is a better defender than Curry.
Then the numbers would bear that out, and they don't. So I'm sorry.
Who's the best defender?
Defensive win shares, 2.9 for Durant.
There you go. And about?
Let's find out how many Curry has.
Not nearly as many.
Well, give it a minute, and I'll certainly be able to find that.
Quit using words to expand time.
Well, it's hard.
You never say the word certainly.
Defense,
or approximately.
2.5 for Curry, the same, right?
So clearly Durant better.
The same guy. So, again, we got a guy just popping off on the line.
And he's right.
And has no facts to back it up.
By the way, are the Cardinals good? The St. Louis Cardinals,
apparently.
I'm talking. They just finished a sweep of the Brewers. They swept the Dodgers earlier. They've played the most difficult schedule of any team.
What if they played the Brewers like 14 times already?
10 times. They've played the most difficult schedule. They beat the Mets 2 out of 3. Again, they've played the most difficult schedule of any team in baseball to this point, and they're 15-9 with the best record in baseball.
Cardinals have the best record in baseball.
Yes.
Well, the Rays are 16-9. So that's
crazy.
The
Rays lost today to fall to 16-9.
Yes.
They have the best record in the National League.
That's impressive. You should feel good about that.
Against really good teams and without great starting pitching yet.
No, you should be good. That's a good lineup. They're going to score some runs. What's that like?
Don't you envy it a little bit?
No. Love my club. Love watching Carlos Gonzalez hit singles.
And that's all he does. He hasn't been a power hitter for years.
He had 16 homers last year. He's hitting 250.
In Coors Field.
He's hitting 259 with a 259 slugging percentage.
Oh, my gosh.
What?
That's awful.
It's unfortunate is what it is.
We brought Dexter Fowler back from the dead. Marcelo Zuna is going to have a big year because he's a pending free agent. you can't play the outfield worth a darn. But I'm like, I'm about that like you are against defending. I need your bat.
Exactly. But if you're a butcher out there, that's not good either.
Paul DeJong is going to be a standout. He's well, just killing the baseball.
Let me know any guys you'd like to have off the Indians. We'll
and
give
the Goldschmidt trade was an absolute heist.
Well, Luke Weaver's been okay for the.
No, he hasn't. He's been terrible.
No, he hasn't. Has he?
Yes. He can't help but be terrible. And I love the kid. He's a wonderful guy.
Well, and they're so high on the catcher, Carson Kelly, that they went and got Blake Swihart.
See what I mean?
Of course. We knew at the time, though, that was not a good trade for Arizona. Luke Weaver's got a 3.3 ERA, 31 strikeouts in 27 innings. He's been okay.
He's got a good arm, and he may pan out for them.
Could.
He could.
But you'd rather have Goldschmidt 7 days out of seven.
I'd rather have Goldschmidt any day. I mean, the guy's correct. A legitimate superstar in the game of baseball, and he wears the birds on the bat. I'm good with that.
And he signed an extension.
Royals today win 10-2 at Tampa Bay, a game you've probably heard right here on KFH preceding our show. Merrifield and Mondesi, I guess if you're going to recognize that the Royals are going to struggle for the most part, you got those two guys and you got Hunter Dozier. I guess they give you enough? You'd like to have any of those three guys.
Certainly. We'd take those guys. But, proud of the Royals.
But the Royals pitching is in shambles. Although Jacob Junis pitched well today, Danny Duffy gets a start on Friday at home against the Angels.
Is Homer Bailey the odd man out there?
I don't know. Homer Bailey pitched great against you guys.
Well,
did not pitch
could.
Great against Tampa yesterday. Got roughed up. Could be the
Ian
odd
Kennedy's
man out.
Kennedy's been great in the bullpen.
He gave up a run today, but he has been great in the bullpen. So I guess if you're a Royals fan, as Pastor Mike said yesterday.
Wait, you weren't even here yesterday.
How'd the day before. Or yesterday. I think I heard his call.
That's impressive. Thank you for listening.
What did I hear yesterday that did not impress me at all?
Me going to the tickets.
What?
Me giving away the tickets.
Oh, yeah, that was awful.
Sorry about that.
You fumbled that around so badly. You sounded like it was your first day.
Oh, it was
with
terrible.
A microphone in front
so
of you.
So bad. And
that's the difference here.
But Tommy, I know you told me before the segment, but I also knew for a fact that I wouldn't remember to give away the tickets. So I'm going to break and he's like, give away the tickets, and then he hands me the paper.
But
it says Tulsa September 22nd or something. I couldn't find the Wichita part, so you can't get them here. Well, Tulsa, I don't know
what
to say.
You got to be smooth.
I tried.
And speaking of
give
that.
Give me another chance.
We have a pair of tickets to give away right now, 869-1240. Comedian Sebastian Maniscalco is coming to Wichita at the Orpheum Theater on September 14th. You can't get tickets for that yet. But you can get them here by calling us at 869-1240. First caller gets the two tickets to see this phenomenal comedian, Sebastian Maniscalco. Back in a minute.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.